Welcome to Native Fest, celebrating the arts, food, and writing of Minnesota's first people.
Buju, how are you? Thank you so much for coming out. This has been great. It's such a wonderful atmosphere. You're so lucky. And it's true that you have great funding. I was just talking today about Wisconsin, as far as their arts funding, is like something like number three, near the bottom of all 50 states, where Minnesota is somewhere up here, somewhere around 37 or maybe even higher. So you're doing really well with supporting the arts, so you should pat yourself on the back. I am from White Earth. I grew up there. I'm enrolled there. I went to school in Minnesota until I worked in Minnesota. My first job, I was a reporter photographer in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, and then I went to graduate school at the University of Notre Dame, and after that I began teaching at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee and other places, but I'm at Milwaukee now. But as a way of introducing myself, I'd like to read a poem called Family Tree. And you know that in Indian country our family's way bigger than this, but this will give you a sense of who I am. And it's actually set out visually like a family tree, too. A boxer grandfather who once fought Star Bad Boy, who sired six beer-drinking German sons, all with the same big hands. The grandmother I never knew, who might be responsible for the heft of my thighs, is for certain the origin of my father's sauerkraut and fine venison sausage, perhaps for his sweet tooth, and maybe mine too. My father, who turned those boxer hands to percussion and gesture, tapping and clapping and snapping the quick-step songs, but buttercupping the fingertips to croon on bended knee the long-drawn Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have loved you. My Chippewa grandmother, who was a midwife and medicine gatherer, tiny twig of a woman who bore 12 children, bore the loss of two babies to influenza, the loss of one grown son to white man's war, and the loss of a generation, Limbo Indians, turned to alcohol. My Indian grandpa, who squints darkly into cameras of the past, who raised two generations on rocky bottom allotted land, 28 slow horse miles from the village store. His crinkled, story eyes, my first memory at two. My mother, born of dawn, in a reckless moon of miscegenation, whose foot rode the pedals on 50 years of Singer sewing machines, her needles dancing rituals on a ribbon shirt, blending our jagged, mismatched edges in a crazy quilt. Two uncles who ran away from Pipestone Indian boarding school, and an auntie who stayed, who lost her fingers, saw them caught, mangled in the laundry press, who beaded, kneaded, quilted, and braided her way through four children just the same. Houses and fish camps full of cousins who rotated authority on marbles, sex, and skunk etiquette, whose probation blues and 49 songs deprived me of bee stings, broken bones, swimmer's itch, drunken despair, and suicide, in whose tangled litters, blonde and black-haired softball players, I fearlessly set down my suckling babies. My great-grandfather, Niwan Miniwanagos, lover of natural things, whose antel heart I am said to bear, who carried his name with humbleness as I try to, and sometimes with rage, fire brown arms, sharp as any weapon, who cupped his hands around fertile seeds, brown fingers, the pine cone, shelled house of protection, all my relations.
Native Fest is a production of the Net Lake Radio Project, made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Online at kbft.org.